B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
I'm not a fan of The View. I shouldn't even say I'm not a fan of The View. I just don't watch the show. Couldn't tell you if I'd enjoy it, or I couldn't tell you if I wouldn't enjoy it. I'm guessing I would not enjoy it. I don't know why, but something tells me it would not be my cup of tea. But apparently there's a thing going on in that show, The View, where Whoopi Goldberg, who's one of the hosts, is constantly farting. I'm not even joking. Like, I saw this months ago where she was in the middle of a sentence, and a fart came out, and she had to acknowledge it.
Oh.
And, yeah.
That loud, huh?
Yeah. And you know, her defense is, you know, she's an old person, and sometimes things involuntarily come out. But apparently, it involuntarily comes out way too much, because even her co-hosts are getting upset about it. Her co-hosts are getting upset that she farts so much accidentally. I think she's using it as an excuse just to release. Mm-hmm. You know, she's probably thinking, like, if I release this. Look, there's a thing when it comes to passing gas. It's almost like detecting a disease. Like, if you do it early, there's a chance you can manage it. Like, you're like, oh, I feel like I gotta go. If I release it right now, it'll be quiet, because you'll have more control over it. It could be quiet.
That is true.
And wow. it'll smell less, or there's a chance it won't smell. But if you kind of like let it bubble inside, something happens where the potency increases, and now you're like, okay, if I go to release now, not only might it not be silent, it might poop myself. And as far as the smell, it's like this might be anything from pretty bad fart smell to like toxic. People like can't even hide the fact that they're smelling it smell, which is one of the worst.
Let's not act like you haven't done it.
Oh,
me?
Boy.
Yes.
I do it all the time.
In here? While we're in here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do it mostly when I try to hold it when Pebbles is here. Not always. I try and respect Pebbles. When Melissa's here, game on. Pebbles walks out of the studio, is Melissa in here, I will release the loudest, most obnoxious, and then I look at her and say, I'm going to blame it on you all the time.
Oh, and then I come in and Melissa will be like, don't leave. Whenever you leave.
Yep.
Work with you guys probably, what, five years or so? Mm-hmm. That's one of my fears. I can't do that in front of you. No, because it's...
Let it out, man.
It's like, have some... I don't know. What do you want? So have some class.
Oh, please.
You know, and I don't want to do it. I would never do it. I do worry about doing it. Like, if I drop my pen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I have to bend down. Like, dear God, don't let one
The
slip.
Longer you hold it, the bigger the chance that it might come out involuntarily.
Yeah, but
and that's worse.
Romero, walk out the door, go to the bathroom. There's so many empty rooms you could go in and just sit for a second.
Oh, please.
It's rude.
Oh,
we have an unused studio right next to us.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are acting like you've never done it before.
It also reminds me. Oh, go ahead, Pebbles.
No, go ahead.
It also reminds me. So y'all know I'm in a new relationship.
That's what I was going to ask you about.
Yo.
Have you?
No. I'm scared to do it. Now, I'm so scared that when I go to sleep, I say to myself, don't pass gas in your sleep.
My.
Now. Wait, what?
You can help that?
No. I don't know. I don't think. Chances are, I probably did if I sleep.
Yes.
But I'm frightened of that.
It's very strange how we put, like, judgment and values on something that is natural. Like,
yeah.
It's not great to go around holding it. And I get it, because there are some people who are like, they'll look you dead in the eye, lift up their leg, and just, you know. But, yeah. which is just you being rude.
That's but not me being rude. That's me trusting you guys as my friends. Knowing that knowing that it won't ruin the relationship. That's what you, when you have that type of trust, it's okay.
Okay.
It's like, I'll let you judge me all day. I'll be like, all right, well, hey, you know what? I feel comfortable enough to do it in front of you. You just are not at that level yet. Too bad for you.
Oh, boy.
Holding in the caca.
I think I'm getting close to it, though, because I'm burping, like, really loud and just at odd moments and don't care. So
don't do it yet, and I'm going to tell you why. Because it's a weird competition thing that no one speaks of when you're in a relationship. Mm. Whoever doesn't release first, like if your girlfriend lets go, whether it's in her sleep, whatever, now you're winning and you have almost like free pass to do it where she can't say anything about it, even if you do it on purpose.
So
think about it.
We're watching a movie.
Yes.
And I get a free pass to just let one rip.
If she does it first, because yes, oh abso-freaking-lutely. Absolutely. It makes perfect sense. Yeah. Even if she does it in her sleep accidentally, it doesn't matter. She did it first, and now you're like, word. Boom. Get out of jail free card.
But you would bring it up if somebody did it in their sleep?
My wife brought it up when I was the first one to do it in our relationship, and I did it in my sleep. And it, but in her defense, it woke us both up.
Well, I mean, that's a different story.
Yeah. You can't, like,
waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.